I met Charlene Hulkenbrink-Monk on a recent morning outside her San Diego apartment. She played ball with her six-year-old son as her four-year-old daughter watched.
Go, go, go! Go, go, go!
We talked about finances. Hulkenbrink-Monk says panic usually sets in by the end of each month.
We oftentimes are negative by about $10 every month.
She works part-time as a community college sociology professor and is working on a PhD. Her husband works full-time in culinary services at UC San Diego. He's also in school. Their combined monthly take-home pay is $4,200. She says they don't have any money in savings.
We had one car break down on us, and we didn't have the money to fix it, so it's gotten to a point where we just don't use it.
And many Californians are in similar financial distress. More than a third of families in the state don't have enough money to pay for basic expenses without an income for 3 months, according to Washington, D.C.-based Prosperity Now. Although California ranks only slightly higher than the rest of the country, experts say the state's residents face a bigger barrier to socking money away.
Clearly, California has a housing problem and has a housing affordability problem that's sucking out income.
Eric Bruvold is chief executive officer at the San Diego North Economic Development Council.
We have these escalating housing prices and then this really low personal savings rate.
It's the escalation that Hulkenbrink-Monk says has drained her of any hope of building a savings for emergencies. She moved her family to this two-bedroom apartment in 2014 for $1,525 a month. Since then, her rent has gone up more than $400. It's about to increase again in July by another $110. Hulkenbrink-Monk says even with better jobs and a little more pay, she and her husband spend nearly half of their income on rent and utilities. Adam Data Solutions Senior Vice President of Communications Darren Bloomquist says statewide since 2013, the average monthly rent on a three-bedroom apartment has jumped 19% in California. Home prices are up nearly 40%.
Roughly during that time period, we've seen average wages go up 9%.
In fact, nearly a third of the state's renters pay more than 50% of their income for housing.
Folks are stretching themselves, and it's absolutely not sustainable for the long term.
University of San Diego economist Alan Jin says there's a reason the federal government recommends that people spend no more than 30% of their income on rent or a mortgage.
Somebody gets ill, your car breaks down, there's damage to your house, something like that, where you're going to need some money. And if people don't have any savings at all, then they're going to be in serious financial difficulties.
This is Hulkenbrink-Monk's life. On this edge. More than anything, she says, she's frustrated by it.
I think we need to stop being afraid of talking about money, too. It is such a stigma to not have enough money to pay for things. And I think if we kind of break through that, it would be easier for us to be like, hey, I don't have any money, and neither do you. And we should really be angry about this and start telling people that, no, I don't want to pay this anymore.
In San Diego, I'm Amitha Sharma.